This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines, and we begin in the southern United States, where many communities are still picking up the pieces from devastating and deadly weather that hit the region over the past weekend. Yazoo City, Mississippi is perhaps the epicenter of the destruction. 10 people killed in the state of Mississippi overall. 2 more were killed in the state of Alabama. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who unfortunately has had plenty of experience dealing with the aftermath of natural disasters since he was in office back during the Hurricane Katrina disaster, has used words like enormous, utter obliteration to describe what some towns have suffered as a result of these very powerful storms that obviously spawned tornadoes that wreaked a tremendous devastation. Tons of stories out of this region about how the casualty list could have been so much higher. People hunkering down in the one room of the house that was left standing. People hiding in bathtubs, or the pastor at the church who hid under the communion table, and that was the only thing that was not completely destroyed in the building. Plenty of miraculous stories coming out of the South following these deadly twisters over the weekend. Back here in Washington, other policy debates heating up once again, some of which we've seen before, and others which are really getting going now. First of all, of course, is the immigration debate. At one point thought to be headed to the back burner for this midterm election year, but now it's back front and center with likely national debate on this issue following the events in Arizona over the past several days. In recent weeks, of course, the Arizona House and Senate overwhelmingly passing legislation that declares being in the state illegally from other countries to be a crime and gives law enforcement the power to demand anyone's proof of legal residence. This is obviously touching off a massive debate, with opponents saying that this is codifying racial profiling and will only send illegal immigrants further into the shadows. Proponents of the bill say this is absolutely necessary. Crime is rampantly growing as a result of this constant flow of illegals across the border, and in the state of Arizona, it could be north of 600,000 illegally in the country just in that state alone. For more analysis of this, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. You can catch my interview with Al Garza of the Patriots Coalition. Al's the former executive director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, a strong proponent of border security and a strong supporter of this new law in Arizona. Throughout the week, we'll be getting more perspectives on this debate happening as a result of the legislative action in Arizona. Also, in the U.S. Senate today, the first test vote moving forward towards a possible vote on financial regulatory reform. It's the Democratic version of the bill, and most Republicans are still saying that this amounts to nothing more than the creation of a permanent bailout fund with taxpayer dollars. Ultimately, large banks will be taxed an extra fee in order to pay for a $50 billion plus fund, but critics say those costs will just be passed along to consumers. For more analysis, head again to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. And catch my interview with James Gattuso, Senior Fellow in Regulatory Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He says it's the taxpayer that will be on the hook for this. And he says letting banks and other institutions just flat out fail is the right way to go here. He says bankruptcy laws were created for that very purpose. And, of course, taxpayer bailouts have been an issue now for the past couple of years, going all the way back to the Wall Street bailout of late 2008 and the auto industry bailouts, among others, in 2009, as well as before that, courtesy of the Bush administration. Well, as you may have seen in recent TV ads and published news reports, General Motors claims that it has paid off all of its government loans with interest, not only on time, but years ahead of schedule. But Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says that that is not necessarily true. Grassley is the top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, and he says, yes, General Motors has paid back the loans directly given to it by the government, but not with its own money. It's paid them back with money it received through the TARP program, better known as the Wall Street bailout, back in 2008. Grassley says GM does have billions of dollars on hand, and he can't understand why it won't start paying off some of its debt back to the U.S. taxpayers with that money. And if you've paid any attention to the news in recent weeks and months, you know there's no shortage of international problems, but an old one has come back stronger than ever: Somali pirates. It was in April of 2009, of course, when pirates overtook the Maersk Alabama ship, the first time they'd ever done that to an American vessel, and then took the captain hostage. Navy SEALs, of course, expertly killed the pirates and rescued the captain. But now, according to our friend and military analyst, retired Navy Captain Chuck Nash, the Somali pirates are not only patrolling the coast of Africa now, they've stretched all the way to off the coast of India. Captain Nash explains why this has escalated to the point that it has and what strategy might be necessary in order to defeat the pirates. That interview also at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.